Parshas Matos, Vayedaber Moshe El Roshei HaMatos, Levnei Yisrael Lemar. There's an interesting remez in Shuvas Binyan Shloima. He brings the Tor Paskins in Simin Tov Kuf Nun Aleph. In Yonah Diyoyma, he says that Minig Ashkenaz is that Yechidim Amisane from Basar and Yayin on all the days, the 3 weeks between Yud Zayin Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, Kedelis Abel Al Yerushalayim. And the Beis Yosef adds that it's Taka Bazunda, we stop eating Basar V'Yayin because on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, it was bottled the Karbonos. Karbonos, Nesachayayin. When it was bottled the Karbonos, that's when they start the Yechidim to be Misane from Basar and Yayin. So the Tshuvas Binyan Shloima says, it's a very mizno, it's always in this time of the year, during the Bein HaMitzarim, that we're laying these parashias. Parashas Pinchas, we're laying about the Karbonos. And then we start, Vayedaber Moshe El Roshei HaMatos. Because this minig that the Torah is bringing in Minig Ashkenaz is only the Yechidim. It's not Iberal. There are various minhagim, certain things that there are minhagim, not midinei gemara, but minhagim, that we start already from Yitzayin Thomas. But this minig that Yechidim should be Misane from Basar Yayin, that's the remez. Parashas Pinchas is about Karbonos. And then we say to the Roshei HaMatos, that the Roshei HaMatos should taka be Lukeen and Neder, that they're Makabal on themselves this inyan. Now we have this parsha in the Dorah, and Pasuk says, Zeh HaDovar Asher Tziva Hashem. Rashi says, Moshe Nisnabe B'Koyamar Hashem. Moshe's Nevuah was sometimes a Daraga of Koyamar Hashem. Koyamar Hashem B'Chatzois Laila. Nevi'im on Nisnabu also with Koyamar Hashem. Moshe Valei and Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Misnabe with the Lashon of Zeh HaDovar. And the past, as Rashi is alluding to, there's Makaris other places that Moshe Rabbeinu, it's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Emunah, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevu is a different darg, it's Aspakalari Ami'ira, Moshe Rabbeinu's Zeh HaDovar. The emesis we had earlier with Miriam, part of the Tluna that Miriam said about Moshe, which Ke'ilu was being makrish to Etzem Hanocha, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevu is fundamentally different, she says, V'chi'ach v'rak bim Moshe diber, haloigam bonu diber. We also have that darg. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and made a whole trask to explain, no, Moshe Rabbeinu is different. Pe'el, pe'el, adaber boy. Rabbi Chanan speaks out. It's not that Miriam was being kaifer in one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Amunah. This Ikrei Amunah that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is different was Nischadish here. It wasn't Nischadish yet. Here, by the mice of Miriam, was Nischadish. And that was the darga, though, of Zeh HaDovar. When did Moshe Rabbeinu get this darga of Nevuah? It's interesting. Rabbi Chaim Ivalozhin learns that already by the Sneh, Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was Aspaklari Amir. He touches up, that's what it means. Hashem tells him over there, Shalom Alecha. Shalom Alecha, he says, Na'al is like the guf. The guf is a Na'al. And Hashem says, remove yourself from your guf. Be totally in the Darga of Ruchnius to be Makabal, this Darga of Nevuah without Mechitzos. The Na'al, the guf, is a Mechitza that you're not able to be Masik, such a Spitz Darga of Amunah. And Hashem was telling Moshe, ready by the snare, Shalom Alecha. You should remove yourself from the guf. You're ready on that Darga. Others learn that the Darg of Aspaklari Ami'ira only happened by Matan Torah. It was at that time when Moshe Rabbeinu got Zeh HaDovar. The Sfarim bring down that Zeh HaDovar, this Darg of Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Zeh HaDovar, is in 8 places. And that's because 8 is Lamalami Derech HaTeva. It's that 8 places where Moshe Rabbeinu, it's expressed, this Darg of Zeh HaDovar. I saw this, Erev Shimshon brings down, he brings already from the Ramami Panu, he says that Zeh HaDovar is that Moshe Rabbeinu was medaber shechina medaberes mitach groinoi. He says all neshamas came from Adam HaRishon, and every person's neshama is meshach shaychi to one of the evarim of Adam HaRishon. He says, but Moshe Rabbeinu was connected to goroin mitach groinoi. Hare Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, and when you eat, it goes down into the chelik of the achila and it goes to the whole guf. The chelik of the guf that's not nene, that's not nifgam from the chet Eitz Hadas. In other places it says that the Chush HaReach is not Nifkam from Eitz Hadas. But here he says, the Goroin was never, and Moshe Rabbeinu was on that target, Shechina Medaberes, Mitoch Groina. Now the passage says, Vaydaber Moshe Roshei HaMatos, and it's teaching us Be'etz in the Parsha of Nedarim. Now the first Prat, though, Roshei HaMatos, is the Inyan of HaFaras Nedarim, or rather HaToras Nedarim, that the Chacham, the Bezdin, could be Oiker the Neder. So I saw interesting, the Shem Yishmol speaks out, why is this the first Prat? Hare, there are a lot of Pratim in Hilchis Nedarim, all the different gedarim and halachas, Yisr Cheft, Yisr Gavra, and all the different prati dinim of nedarim, layachal dvarei. Why is the first prat that's mentioned is this idea that the Roshei HaMatos could be matter the nedars? He says, Amar Diki Yisoid, he says, Be'emes, it really shouldn't be shayach that there should be a parsha of nedarim. Hare, hokamon, the Torah gives us taryag mitzvahs, not more, not less. That's the tzur of the Torah. That there should be a musik that a person totally in control can say and add something else, that would be a problem. what's built into the parsha is that it's not a davar muchrach. It's not muchlat like the other tariag. All right, the chacham could be matir it, right? The chacham is not going to be matir chazur. The chacham is going to be matir the neder. That's the hakdama that it's possible that there should be nedarim. That zeh davar shatziv Hashem. That minei ubei the rashi amatis can be oikerit. The Chassam Sofer said b'derech, maybe I don't know if it's drush or melitza, but there's a zah musig that sometimes Rashi Hamatas, or he meant it in the format he was talking, is that politicians, Rashi Am, you know, sometimes they say, you know, maybe I was maftiach, but I wasn't maftiach to keep what I was going to say. So he says, Dabar al Rashi Hamatois, to them also, Layachel Dvore, that if a politician says something, he has to keep his word. That's what he said, B'derech Remez. Now the Gemara in the Dorin, Darshan from Zehadovar, that it also says Zehadovar by Shchutei Chutz, and it makes Xer Shava. And it teaches you that yesh she'elo behektish, that a person can be matir neder also by nidrei hektish. We know there's nidrei iser and there's nidrei hektish. The Ran at the beginning of Nedarim gives a whole arichas of a hakdama on that. But the Gemara is learning out of here yesh she'elo behektish, which be'etzim it's machlekes tanoyim, machlekes b'shami b'shilel, yesh she'elo behektish. So I saw the Menachas Chinuch clears legabi various other things. L'mashal bikurim, is there she'elo on bikurim? Meiser behema, what about egla rufa? A person was miyachad egla rufa, could you be shoyel on it? Bechlal, there's a mechshuna de kechidish in the Shubas Marit. Others, they talk about it in Kedushin. Kedushin is also as asr la kuli al mekehekdish. We know the Mishnah says mefurish. The way to break a Kedushin is two ifanim, get and misa sabal. But they have an idin there. Maybe it should be able to also be al yidei she'elo behekdish. Hayitachin, you could be oiker Kedushin using she'elo behekdish. It would be a very big kiddush. Pashtas, the Mishnah stay nishtas. The Sefer Achinuch over here in Mitzvah Tov Zayin says, Ein loikin alav de loyachal dvore. Right, we have here the lav loyachal dvore. He says, there's no malchus because it's a lav she'ein by maisa. And the Achronim asked him, and Chesrin HaFanort, and the Mishlo Melech, others, what do you mean? L'chayro, a neder, similar to a shvua. A neder, of course, we know is Isra Chefza, but a shvua. Let's even talk about neder. Well, for shvua, it could always be about, I ate the kikar, I didn't eat the kikar, I will eat the kikar, I won't eat the kikar. Now, if a person made a shvua that he did or didn't and will or won't eat a kikar and instead didn't and did and won't and will, so then he did the opposite of what he said he's going to do. It's going to be lo yachal dvarei. You definitely have oifanim when it's with a maisa, such as if he said that he won't eat the kikar and then he does eat the kikar. Eating the kikar is the avera, right? That's a maisa. So the lomdei shavurim know the eating the kikar is not the avera. When you're eating the kikar, you're being mechalal dvarim. The chilul dvarim is the avera. It's not so posh that there are ifanim like the Rambam Taka that you do get malchus for layachal dvarei. There's a famous shaila machlekes rishonim that if someone makes a neder on someone else and then the person eats or does the thing that he shouldn't be doing as the neder, who gets the layachal dvarei? The noider or the oise? And that's already a noise gadol. Another thing, the pasuk says kechol hayoyte mipiv yase. There's a mitzvah essay also. There's a lav and there's an essay kechol hayoyte mipiv yase. The Gemara says in the Dorim davches Amar Rav Gidla Marav. Minayin shenishboyin lekayim es mitzvah, that it's kedai roi to be nishba to do a mitzvah. Shenemar, according to pasuk in Tehillim, nishbati va'kayemo lishbar mishpatei tzedkecha. And as the Gemara says, what's the purpose? Halei mushba va'oimeg mehar Sinai. So the Gemara hakamashal on the shari le zruzei nafshe, and there's various pshatim in the Rishayim. But a central shaila in the sugya is, what does it mean lezruzei nafshe? If a person's mechuyev anyways to do this mitzvah, whatever the mitzvah he's talking about here in the shvuah, so he's mushba va'oimeg. What is the shvuah going to make that it's going to be mezarisim? Memonavshach, he's already, he's mushba va'oimeg. He's mezuris va'oimeg. The Torah is mezarisim to do it. There's a famous mahalach from the Stipler, which is interesting. He says this in Birchas Peretz over here in the Torah, and he also in the Stipler in Kilas Yaakov on the Dorim. There he says all the gariches, but he says also this gedank. He says a lot of times when a person is mitzvah to do something, sometimes the Yetzirah doesn't tell him b'sha'at nefesh not to do it. But he comes up with all kinds of amaslois, all kinds of excuses, maybe in the matzav, it's too hot, it's too cold, it's too dark, it's too this. It's not in this situation. And he comes with cheshboinis, bikshu cheshboinis rabim, why he's not mechoyiv. On that, minayin shenishboin l'kayim. When you make the shvua now sets in place, because mimonav shachlishitosra that you potter, so then there's no mushbavoyim, and now you mechoyiv as the shvua taka. So it comes out as a tayeles, that the shvua could be mizaras you, even though be'etzim you're already mechuyif. Another mahalach, the Velt says, is that it's a mitzias. If a person makes a shvua, regardless of whether in Lomdus he knows that it's nishba mushba v'aymer, it is chal, it's not chal, l'maisa, by people it's chomer, the inyan of shvua, the inyan of neder, that lezruzei nafshe, they say it's not mitzadine, it's mushba v'aymer. But there's a hargosha called mushba v'aymer. I don't know if this is a good tzushtel, but There's a story once about someone that was a chaloini, and he went and he visited someone for Shabbos, and he got all impressed, and he was nispol about the whole hanhog of Shabbos, and he started thinking maybe, and he went again for Shabbos, and then they invited him a third time, and he said he doesn't want to come. He heard Israeli guys said he heard that, you know, three times is already like a neder. He doesn't want to be a third time come for Shabbos. That's too much already. Dry mold is already chazak. It's like a shvua. He's very muzher on this inyan. This is someone, yeah. Vahameivin said so. There could be mushba v'oimid even on that. There was a similar story in a different family. Also, they had two of their kids already went on the derech and went back and were chayzer b'tshuva, and the mother of this her two kids went back and became from the Tel Aviv. So one of her neighbors was trying to be honest. Maybe you should check the mezuzahs. Maybe there's something wrong. Check. The Chidor writes, and he brings it from Reb Chaim Vital, that when it says over here in the pasuk Kechol Hayoytze Mipiv Yaseh, that from every dibur that comes out of a person's mouth, Yaseh, it comes Mikol Mashiyoytze Mipiv, comes a malach. Any mitzvah you do, any dibur that you do, it's Yaseh. And it depends how you do the dibur. V'nishmater Mikol Dovar Ra, because then it's going to be a dibur Ra, will come a malach Ra. When you say a Dovar Toiv, it comes out the Koyach HaDibur, Kechol Hayoytze Mipiv Yaseh. A person has to realize that the immense power that there is in his dibur, what can come from it. The Gemara says in the Dorim that there's a difference between a neder and a shvua, that the neder is chal on the cheftza, shvua is on the gavra. The inyan is that the neder, when you make the neder, it becomes an isser on the cheftza itself. And that's why the Gemara uses the lashon, a neder is chal only on a dover sheyesh boy mamish, because the neder is chal on the chefza. As opposed to a shvua, the shvua is on the gabra, so it's chal even on a dover sheyein boy mamish. It's interesting, the Zohar in Parashas Matthew says punk fakert. He says neder is chal on a dover sheyein boy mamish. And a shvua is chal on a dover sheyesh boy mamish. And it's mamish apella. I heard once the Tai Chi is, shvua is chal on the gabra. The gabra is a dover sheyesh boy mamish. Neder is chal on a chefza. Chefza, what's a chefza? It's just a chefza. Not the mensch. Meaning that they're not arguing. But what the Gemara says, la locha, that the idea that the neder is chal on a dover she on the chefza. So even if you know you're not to do a mitzvah, well, not to do a mitzvah. You asser the matzah on you. A person made a neder that the matzah is going to be asser. So the chefza of the matzah is asser. So then he's not allowed to eat the matzah. But he makes a shvua that he's not going to eat matzah on Pesach night. He can't even make such a shvua. It's mushba v'oimid. The shvua is not chal. Of course he eats the matzah. He was mechuyev mushba v'oimid to eat the matzah before he made the shvua. So the shvua is not chal. But the neder, he astered up the matzah. He can't eat the matzah now. He'll be over alive if he eats the matzah. Fregen al the rishonim in the dorim, the rin, the round, the ritva, all the rishonim, the sugi there in the dorim, that is vov. Taka, the neder is chal. But he has a mitzvah essay. He has a mitzvah essay of eating matzah. Essay doch alois essay. Who cares? What's man ishtano? Yeah, that he has a problem now that the matzah is aser, but he has a mitzvah essay. Why don't you say the rule of essay doich alois essay? So some rishonim learn up a taich. Essay is not doich alav of cheftza. It's essay of the gavra is doich alav of gavra, but it's not doich of the cheftza. Another taich is that no, the rishonim bring because by a neder not only is there a lav of loyachal dvaroi, there's also an essay of kachaloyaitzim epiv yaseh. And ain essay doicha loisa se ve essay. The essay can't be doicha the loisa and the essay. Klapi madvar amamurim is an interesting maisa. We know that the Gemara says in Megillah, daf tesvav, darshening the pasuk in the Megillah, vayavar Mordechai, the Gemara says that Mordechai was mavir klal Yisrael for 3 days in its soim. He said, sumu alai, al toichlu va al tishlu. That's the lashon of the pasuk there. And there's even a word, sumu alai, but not stam, al toichlu, don't eat matzah. Al tishtu, don't drink dalet koisis. Mordechai made a fast. When was the fast by the Nes of Purim? During Pesach. Yudalet esvav and tezayin nisan. Yudalet esvav tezayin, Yudgimel yudalet esvav, whatever it was including in the 3 days of Pesach. So Mordechai was telling them, there's a tzoyim, and therefore al toichel al tishtu, don't even eat matzah. So l'chori, they won't vatal the mitzvah of matzah that year. What about the mitzvah's essay of matzah? How could the tzoyim of Mordechai, what a hayros shah, what was the soy that they were able to be matir? To not eat the matzah. They made a neder, a tzoyim, that they're not going to eat. Taka is a mitzvah of matzah. So it's interesting, there's a mahalach, the Aruch Ner talks about, and Reb Chaim Oizer in Tshuva, and other Achronim, they handle, they want to say like this, when you make a neder, the shear of neder is koisevis. That's the shear, I'm sorry, when you make a tzoyim, The shear of tzayim is kaisevis. A kezayis of matzah is less than a kezayis. So he says, in fact, they did eat a kezayis of matzah. A kezayis they ate. For the abit to mimikayim the mitzvah. When it says sumo lights, the rest of it. But the maisa, they ate a kezayis. The shail is, how could you eat a kezayis of matzah? You want to say, because the shear of tzoyim is only kezayis. But what about chetzi shear? Chetzi shear is also asr. Even if there's a shear of kezayis by tzoyim, or chetzi shear is also asr. So Zokter B'chaim Oizer, a big chiddush, he said, Chetzi shir only has the lav of loyachal dvaro. It doesn't have the essay of kachal yaitzim efem yase. It only has the lav. As I named run, he brings rice. If it's only a lav, you could say essay dechal loyse. So the essay of matzah was doicha and allowed them to eat chodshe kazayis of matzah. Kach, Omar, Reb Chaim Oizer. So it's Yidur. Reb Chaim Oizer once met the Chaznish in Vilna and he told him this vort. The Chaznish says it's a good stickle that it's only chetzi shir, so it's only a lav. You could be doicha. But he said it's keneged gemara in Yevamis, daf kuf chof aleph. The Gemara in Yevamis, at the end of Yevamis, the Gemara talks about a person that fell in a bar, and the question was, could you assume he survived? And the Gemara says, it can't be, it was for 3 days, it was a nace. So the Gemara, why is it a nace to be in a bar for 3 days? If it's because you can be without food and drink, it's a mefurasha pasuk, says the Gemara, that you could survive without food and drink. It says that Mordechai told the Yidden to fast for 3 days and three nights. So the Gemara, rather, he wasn't able to stay up. He was going to fall asleep, he would have died in the bar for whatever reason, he would have fallen deeper. And he had to stay up, and that's the raya. So the Chazan says, 1 second, whatever your stickle tire is, if you're telling me they ate a kezayis of matzah, so then they ate something. You can't prove from there that you could survive without any food. Over there, chach, they ate a kezayis of matzah. Adkan. The pasuk says, Behemshech v'Hashem yislach lo, a famous Gemara in Nozir and Hiris, in a few places, on Isha, that the Baal was mefer. No, she didn't know that the Baal was mefer. And she still needs a kapara. And the Gemara says, a dugma. A miskav and lechel basar chazir. But also v'yadei basar tle, needs a kapara. So she thought she's eating Isser. In the end it wasn't. It really wasn't because really the Baal was made for already. But she thought she was eating Isser. You need a kapara even though it was only a machshava. And al-bavarn, even though be'etza machshava rob. HaKadosh Baruch Hu normally is not mechayvi. That's just for the machshava, but here the machshava was nislabish into a maisa. You ate something. You thought it was asr. It really wasn't, but you did a pu'ula thinking that it was asr. Chach, it needs a kapara. Chach, it needs a kapara. After the parsha of Nedarim, it says, and the Balaturim says, what's the hemshich? The pasuk says, Nekoim nikmas b'nei Yisrael me'esa midyon. The Balaturim says, lo menismacha melchemes midyon. The parshas Nedarim to teach you, it's a Gemara that b'shas tzara and b'shas melchama, a person should make a neder. There's an inyan of Nedarim b'shas a tzara of a melchama. Now the pasuk says Nekoim nikmas b'nei Yisrael me'eis hamidyonim. Achar te'osav elamech, and afterwards Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, afterwards you're going to be nifter. What's b'chol this the connection? He says do a nekama. Chazal say that even though they knew it was nikmasi was misasi kli b'davar, they weren't misatzel. No, fakert. It says fakert. It says vayimosru. Hashem had to force them to go because la'idia shvachan shel roya Yisrael, that they didn't want to. They heard that Moshe Rabbeinu's mises tli, but they didn't want to go. They had to be forced. But there's an interesting pshat from Rabbi Yonis and Ibishes. He says, what's the direct connection between nikmas midian and mises Moshe? He says the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that a certain min came to Rabban Gamliel and said, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the koyin. The Gemara names on us. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was a koyin. And a koyin, when he buried Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe Rabbeinu, how is he metahir himself? Well, he can't go into the water. The pasuk says, "Mi modad b'shali mayim." So the Gemara says, "With esh." And how do you know esh could be a tevila? Because after the Melchemes Midian, we learn out that kol davar shelo yoveh b'mayim tavi be'esh. This is not Muslim. So only after Melchemes Midian, where we're going to learn the halachas that you can be metahir something with esh, then. That Hashem says, then I could bury you, because until then, the min is going to ask Rabban Gamliel, how am I going to be metar myself afterwards? So now that I know that there's an efsharas al yidei esh, that's the connection, that first Melchemes Midian, and then Va'achat Yosef Alamecha. Now it's interesting, it says, Vayimosru, Rashi, we mentioned it before, they had to be forced. They had to give it over Bal Korcha. Why Bal Korcha? Because they didn't want to go. So they had to be forced. So I heard once an interesting nusach. There's a famous Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuftes. The Gemara says in Chulin, Omra le Yalta le Rav Nachman. Yalta tells Rav Nachman, says, Michti, kol dover she'osr lon rachmana, shor lon. Anything that the Torah assered In another tzura, it mattered. It basa v'cholav is asr, but it's mutter to eat kal, which is the piece of the meat from the behemoth that has the milk in it. Eishes ach is asr, yivama is mutter. And a whole list of things, a certain kind of fish. There's all kind of things. Whatever is asr is also mutter. As I a whole shakam tari there in the Gemara. So I heard once a sprach. Someone said, what's the dover? Bittel tair is asr. What's the dover? Shehitter kenegda? He said, redden and learning. This is not musig, you know? Redden and learning. But there's another shot. You're not allowed to be a moiser. It's a terrible thing to be a moiser, to master on someone. Where is there a moiser that's mutter? Over here. Because over here, Shtel Tzachvar, they needed people for the Melchama. They needed Davka Tzadikim. And you had a person say, I can't be from the Elif Lamata. I'm not. He started saying, I'm not so stark. This, I once battled it. And someone comes and masters on him. Says, no, he's a real guy. He's legit. He can be. So they had masters coming to be moiser. That's a Dover Shehitter Kenegda. But it's very interesting, there's a Moir de Gevart from the Rabbi Vadi Bar Tanura in his Sefer on Chumash. I mean, okay, he says, Moir de Gezach. It says, Vayimosru mibnei Yisrael, Elef Lamata, Elef Lamata. And then the Pasuk says, Mefurish, Shnei Mosr Elef Chalutzei Tzava. The Pelis Rashi brings over here, it says, Elef Lamata, Elef Lamata, Zok Rashi, L'Rabbi Shevet Levi. L'Rabbi Shevet Levi. Now, if you're Marbi Shevet Levi, and we know already the Shvatim is including Ephraim and Menashe, and we have 13. How come at the end it was only 12,000? Pasha not adding up. So maybe you say, if Levi, yeah, must not right now. But he says, no. He says, there were 13,000. We were Marba Shevet Levi, there were 13,000. But Shevet Levi didn't have to be forced. Shevet Levi, Sha'ol of Nemar, even the Pasha can say, Sabracha, Ha'oimer, Lo'oviv, Le'imoy, Le'isiv, Es'echav, Le'hikir. He didn't care. He came to kill the people after Chayta Egel, even if it was Mishpacha. Shevet Levi was Moshe Nefesh, even though they heard Mises Moshe Tlu'ivadav. So yes, there were 13,000, because 1,000 from each Shevet, including Shevet Levi. Ober Vayimosru was only on 12,000. The forcing was only on 12,000 of them. Now suddenly you have Moshe Rabbeinu gets angry. Later on, the Pasuk says, Vayiktsoif Moshe Apakudiachal. This is one of the few places that Moshe Rabbeinu gets angry. The Gemara Darshan's in Pesachim, Rosh Lakish Shomer called Adam Shekoyis in Chochem Hu Chochmosim Mistalek Himenu. Because over here, Vayiktsoif Moshe Apakudiachal, and then these halachas of the Hagolas Kalim is Nelam Imenu. You see from where the Gazak, what the Mida of Kas could do, that it causes the Shikha, even Klatei Moshe Rabbeinu. What are the halachas that's being mischadish over here? Zois Chukas HaTor, the Indian of Hagolas Kalim, Kol Beged, Zois chukas atayra zov kosef nechoshes kol davar sheyavi be'esh taviru be'esh davar sheyavi b'mayim kibus, a whole process of how to be take out the bliyas from the kelim. The Ramban stells over here and he asks other Rishonim stells, and the Ramban brings the shayla, why daf over here by Melchemes Midian is the Torah telling us about these gedorim? We had already earlier by Melchemes Sichon va'oig. So the Ramban says, and he bases it on the Gemara in Chulin daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara in Chulin daf Yud Zayin, darshening a pasuk in Parshas Veschanon, where it says over there, Ubatim Maleim Koltuv, and we learn that from there, Chazal say, Gemara Chulin Daf Yud Zayin, Afilu Kotli de Chaziri. Tehainu B'shas Melchemes Mitzvah, Melchemes Kibush Eretz Yisrael, it's mutter for to eat even things that aren't kosher. Says the Ramban, therefore there was no need for this parsha yet about Agolas Kalim in the Melchemes Sichin V'oig. Only now, which is Melchemes Midian, now it had to be Neschadish, the Gedorim of this parsha. So the Ramban writes, and it's not so poshut, Lamashal, many Rishonim hold that the heter of Kotli the Chaziri is very limited. It's only maybe just for the soldiers, not for everyone. Also, it doesn't apply to Yayin Nesech, only to certain Isurim. Ad kama that you find that the halach is still relevant, like be certain pratim, it comes back to kasha of the Ramban. Why wasn't it already neschadish earlier? Yeah. Now there's a whole new sugi over here of the Bnei God and the Bnei Ruvain. Mikne Rav Hoyel Bnei Rod of the God Otzum Oid. Now it's Yidua. Rashi brings it, and there's a lot of diukim about this. That there's a shinoi between Ruvain and God. It says clearly they both wanted us the mikne. But by God, there was something else also. Mikne Rav. This is a word they say from the Chayza, it's a taich. Mikne Rav. They had a kinyan in their Rav. They wanted Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be buried in his chelik. It's a pasuk in Parshas Vayar Reishis Loi Kishom chelkas mechoikek sofun. And that's why maybe Reuben's mentioned first over here the first time because he's the Bechar. But afterwards, Kesedur, God is mentioned first. God had an ulterior motive. God's reason was because he wanted to also have the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be Mikbar Bechelkoi. Now, either they ask two different requests. Lamaisa, they come as a slot together, Reuben and God, and they're given Aver HaYarden. Now, Lamaisa, who else gets Aver HaYarden without requesting it? Chetzi Shevet Menashe. There's a very interesting Nakuda that it's Cholokoi Bazoi, Chetzi Shevet Menashe from Reuben and God. There's a Mishnah in Bikurim, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah says, Elu Mevi'in V'Koyrin, and then Elu Mevi'in V'Einam Koyrin, and it says, the Tanakhama says, Mevi'in V'Koyrin, any Bikurim that comes, even from Aver HaYarden. And Rabbi Yosef Halevi argues, he says, you don't bring Bikurim from Aver HaYarden. Rabbi Yosef Halevi says, Ein Mevi, only from Yehuda or Golo, not from Aver HaYarden. Rabbi Yosef Halevi says, why in the Mishnah? Bikurim Perak Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Ein Mevi'in Bikurim Aver HaYarden, because it's not called Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash. Only Yehuda v'Golu is called Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash. Eiver HaYarden is not Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash. The Yerushalmi over there in Bikurim brings this reason, it's the Mishnah, but then he says there's another reason. Because by Bikurim we say Asher Nosatali, and when we make the Mikra Bikurim, you have to say Asher Nosatali, and this is not Nosatali because they asked for it. So it's Mevor, the Yerushalmi speaks out, there's an afkamina between the two reasons. Whether you bring Bikurim from the chelik of Chetzi Shevet Menashe. Chetzi Shevet Menashe is also an Aver HaYarden. But if the reason is because it's not Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash, Chetzi Shevet Menashe is also not Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash. But if the reason is because of Asher Nosatali, Chetzi Shevet Menashe is Asher Nosatali. Only Reuven and God asked for it. Why Chetzi Shevet Menashe was sent there is a Bazunder Shmuz. But it's not Asher Nosatali. Now it says Moshe Rabbeinu in the beginning got upset at the request of Reuven and God. And he got upset because they put the mikneh before themselves. They put kasbam before their own mishpachas. And they're asking for the mikneh even before for their families. So this leads to an interesting shiloh. There's a tshuvas chasam soifer in Eurechaim, Siman Samach Zayin. You see, there's a famous pizmoin that we sing on Moitzah Shabbos. The truth is this pizmoin was originally written from Moitzah Yom HaKippurim. But Klal Yisrael is noig, they sing it, they say it, they sing it on every Moitzah Shabbos. And it goes, Hamavdil ben koydish l'chol, chatoiseinu hu yimchol, zareinu v'chaspeinu yarbe kachol v'chakechovim balayla. So we say zareinu and kaspeinu. And there's a tshuvas chasam that starts howling. Someone wanted to say, should the nusachi zareinu v'kaspeinu, meaning you say first the children and then the kesef, what's more important, the children? Or no, maybe you should say kaspeinu v'zareinu. Why should you say kaspeinu v'zareinu? So the shayla was like this. We say zareinu v'chaspeinu yarbe kachol and like kachovim. Which one is like choil and which one is like kechavim? I hope and I assume that you want the zera to be like kechavim and the money to be like choil. You don't want to say that you want the zera to be like choil and the kesef to be like, I mean kesef, let it be like kechavim, but you don't want the zera to be like choil that it gets trampled on. Now if you're going to say zareinu bekaspeinu, so then really it should be appropriate, zareinu kechavim and kaspeinu kechoil. And don't be an oiber chacham and say, okay, so say, zareinu v'chaspeinu, yar v'kakachovim balayla v'kachol. No, because it's a poem and it has eight stanzas, and all stanzas end balayla. That's the last word of the stanza. So every stanza is going to end with balayla. So then it goes back, then l'chayr, it's more appropriate to say, kaspeinu v'zareinu, yar v'kachol v'kakachovim balayla. And the Chasam Sofer goes back and forth about this shakla v'tariya. Now it's interesting, someone told me a gedank, was saying, zareinu v'kaspeinu, person has to realize for the shivas that he has, very interesting nakuda. Let's say you have someone who has four children, and you have someone else who has 10 children. Now it could be the person with four children wants 10 children, yeah, but he's not mekana yet. Oh, I want his children. Reuven has 4 children, and he knows his friend, his neighbor Shimon has 10 children. Maybe he wants more children. Maybe he wants, but he's not mekana that he wants those children. They're Shimon's children. Same thing with money. You get it?